Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Addressing the Indian community in Russian capital Moscow, Mr. Modi said today's India achieves whatever goal it sets. He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. Prime Minister Modi said he has taken a vow to work with three times more strength and at three times more speed.
मैंने प्रण किया था कि अपने तीसरे टर्म में मैं तीन गुनी ताकत से काम करूंगा, तीन गुनी रफ्तार से काम करूंगा। और ये भी एक संयोग है कि सरकार के कई लक्ष्यों में भी तीन का अंक छाया हुआ है। सरकार का लक्ष्य है तीसरे टर्म में भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनाना।
Later today, the Prime Minister and Russian President Vladimir Putin will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between the two countries in Moscow. Both the leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral issues, including defense, trade, investment and energy. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Mr. Modi reached Moscow last evening on a two-day official visit to Russia. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive joint search operation was launched by the security forces today to track down the terrorists involved in yesterday's deadly terror attack in Machedi area of Kathua district. Five army personnel lost their lives and five others were injured in the attack. President Draupadi Murmu has said the terror attack on an army convoy in Kathua is a cowardly act that deserves condemnation and firm countermeasures. In a social media post, the President said her sympathies are with the families of the brave hearts who laid down their lives in this ongoing war against terror in all its forms. President Murmu also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also expressed grief over the loss of five Indian Army soldiers in the terror attack. Mr. Singh said the nation stands firm with their family in this difficult time. He also informed that the counter-terrorist operations are underway and Indian soldiers are determined to usher in peace and order in the region. The minister also prayed for speedy recovery of those who sustained injuries in the attack. Meanwhile, the army troops shot down a Pakistani drone along the line of control in the Krishna Ghati sector of Poonch district last night. Our correspondent reports that the drone returned to Pakistan after briefly hovering over the Indian territory. Army troops launched a search operation in the forward villages early this morning to ensure there was no dropping of weapons or narcotics by the drones. The J&K police has announced a cash reward of 3 lakh rupees to anyone giving information about drones. Delhi police has arrested 7 people, including a doctor, in connection with an international organ transplant racket. Deputy Commissioner of Police Crime Branch Amit Goyal said the mastermind of this racket was a Bangladeshi. He said the crime branch has also arrested a person who used to arrange patients and donors and a female doctor involved in the transplant. Mr. Goyal said the accused have been running the organ racket since 2019. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. Heavy rainfall is also forecast for Mumbai and a few parts of Maharashtra for the next 2 days. Yesterday also, many districts, including Mumbai, witnessed heavy rainfall. In women's cricket, the third and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. South African women are currently leading the series 1-0 after winning the first match by 12 runs at the same venue. And with that, we end this news bulletin.